The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
It's definitely hard to believe, probably for people like Gavin, you know, at 26?
Yes.
26 or younger. But at one point, if you wanted to see a movie, you either had to go to the theater or you waited to pick it up at the local Blockbuster, but that was only if it was available.
And it was on VHS, so, man, Lord help you if you had to rewind.
Please rewind.
Exactly.
Yes. Or if you wanted to talk to someone, it either had to be in person or you had to wait till you got home to get on your landline. Or to pay, to get to a payphone.
Gavin's like, how did you guys live? Like,
I don't think I would be able to use a payphone. Like, don't you need quarters for that?
How do I put my phone in this?
Yeah, you did. You had to keep change with
you. Yeah, you
did.
I don't do that.
That's true.
He's trying to Apple Pay with it, you know?
And if you want, like, if someone lost track of you, they can't text you.
Yeah.
Like, you are off the grid.
I would just be lost.
Well, now we live in a world with streaming services and smartphones, and one company, AT&T, may be the one to thank, since back in 1993, their commercials predicted this kind of future.
Have you ever watched the movie you wanted to? The minute you wanted to? Have you ever kept an eye on your home when you're not at home? Or gotten a phone call?
How was your day?
On your wrist?
Beautiful.
You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
And I think they even used a silver-voiced Tom Selleck to voice that is what that sounds like.
I could hear a mustache in there.
Yeah, that sounds like Tom Selleck there. Yeah. So... I mean, how amazing is that to call it that early, like a watch, a phone call on your watch? I mean, that's your Apple Watch.
And you know, back then, people were watching that and being like, psh, that's not going to happen.
Oh, please. Yeah. There used to be this old cartoon, Dick Tracy, where he would talk to people on his watch. And you're like, that's I mean, so futuristic.
And now it's possible.
And now it's like, you just take it for granted. I got to be honest with you, I'm still a little disappointed in the future because we don't have flying cars yet.
Not yet.
We don't need flying cars.
We need flying cars.
No, we do not.
Yes.
We do not.
As a kid, that's all I've ever dreamed of is flying cars, and I'm so sad we're not there yet.
Once again, we do not need flying cars.
We need a fleet of flying cars. we just don't need bad drivers, because it does. I understand that flying cars compound the risk, but it still would be so cool.
Do we get flyers insurance at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you literally no more traffic jams. Yeah.
No, you know, it's because you're going to have cars falling on your head from the sky.
That is going to be a problem. Yeah, like all the times you see a car like parked on the side of the road because their car broke down, you can't have that with flying cars. So there's few more steps we still got to work out. But
I don't want to live in that world.
I want to be that AT&T commercial right now, okay? It's like, imagine a world where you go to work and you're in a car. In the year 2035, so that in 2035, because I probably won't be here, in 2035, I eat badly, in 2035, you guys can replay this, and I called it, just like the AT&T commercial.
Yep. You sir, are predictor of the future.
I like to call things, so there you go. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sometimes in life, you just need a win. That's what I experienced, and it feels so good recently. I got a parking ticket in a parking garage. They changed how they park. Some evil empire bought a bunch of the parking lots down in downtown, and that's what it is. And now, like, instead of just paying at the meter or where you have a chance to pay as you leave the place, they're like, okay, you need to download this app, and then you need to go to here, and you got to do
too much.
It's so confusing. And set up an account. I'm like, I just want to park. You know, I hate it so much. And so I went to this one place, and I had to do an interview. It was for American Underdog. Great movie, by the way. Came out Christmas Day. And so I might be in it. Not important. But anyway, I digress. So I parked there, and it says you have 0 to 1 hour is free. So I'm like, oh, okay, I might be able to make this out of here. But I had my daughter, okay, not even me, my daughter still did the app for me, okay? So, because I'm like, this is crazy, and she parked downtown, so she knew what the deal. So I go there, and I park, and then we leave, and then a week later or so, 2 weeks later, I get a ticket for $50 because I didn't pay the parking. I'm like, I wasn't there long enough.
Took it up with your daughter?
Yeah, it's like, what'd you do wrong? And so then, so it says, okay, you can dispute it. So I'm like, yeah, I'm disputing this. So it says, type out your reason. So I type it out, and it says, they get back to me, and they say, well, because they had the wrong date. So I'm like, I wasn't even there. I was out of town. Ha-ha! And they're like, sorry, that was the date this was billed. This was the date that the problem was. So now round two, I've got to redo this. So I redo my thing, and this time I type out fully what happened.
Why are you in the right?
Because I wasn't there for more than an hour.
Oh, so they're charging you that you were there.
They said I was there for 48 hours. Thank you for helping me clarify.
Yes, okay.
And so I hadn't done anything wrong. And I'm not just going to give in. And so I... No, never.
$50 is on the line.
I don't even care about the money at this point.
Oh, I would.
So I type up... They say, type up your reason why. So I type it up. I write this whole thing, and it's really well written. I hit submit, and it goes, you can only use 150 words. Boom! My head further explodes.
Oh, my word.
So I am just livid by this time. So I shrink it all down to 150 words. I finally send it. And then like 2 weeks later, I get this. Thank you for submitting your violation dispute. Your dispute was accepted.
Oh,
yes. A staff member viewed your dispute and noted we were going to waive this as you did not intend to miss the payment here. Because literally the next day I parked downtown and had to use this whole thing again. And I paid $42 for parking for 3 hours.
Oh, my word.
It's just a crime. So I wasn't trying to not pay. But
I'm failing to see a win here, actually, because you had to sit there for hours in front of a computer screen trying to type out something, and they're like, here's your $50.
Let me show you the piece of paper again, Rock, okay?
I hope it makes you feel all right.
Your dispute has been accepted. That is a win! Yes, it's a win!
Okay.
I beat the man!
You showed them!
I did! I won, okay?
And
you hear the exuberance in my voice. Tell me about your big win. What was your big win? What did it take for you to get the W in that column now? I don't know what it is for you, but I hope you're as passionate as I am. 855-33-WAY-FM. Take that, big company. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your big win right now. So, Tamara, what's your big win?
With FEMA, my homeowner's insurance went way, way up. They moved me into a special flood district. Wouldn't return my calls, so I talked to my local representative. And when they called me, they informed me I didn't need to do that. But I told him, clearly I did, because now I'm talking to you. So
did they basically just redraw or redefine where the flood district was in your neighborhood?
Correct. Originally, they redid it to make it a flood district, and I was the only house that didn't flood. So I thought, I've got pictures, I'll show you. But yes, it all worked out, and I was able to even pray for the guy on the phone with FEMA.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice.
So how much money are you saving now that you don't have to have that special insurance?
$2,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, flood insurance isn't cheap. I'd love to see that map, because you said your neighborhood got flooded. So that map looks like a line and a circle going out, and then a circle just around her house, which is the only place in that neighborhood that's exempt. That's kind of cool.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on the big win, Tamara. You're the best, girl.
Thank you. Y'all keep on doing what you're doing. It makes the world a brighter place.
Oh, that's so sweet, as we're yelling about people treating us badly. Tell me about your big win, the time you fought the system, you fought the man, and it paid off. What's yours?
In college, my junior year, I was attending a weekly Bible study with a bunch of girls. And we were hosting and had probably about 16 girls in our little college-owned apartment. So one of the residents knocks on our door and sees the amount of girls in our apartment and is like, whoa, 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 whoa. And, you know, we're immediately written up and we were going to be facing getting fined or potentially getting kicked out of our housing because of it. And so my roommate and I disputed it because our biggest argument was nothing was in the written policy for our resident housing about the number of individuals allowed to gather in a certain space. And they just kept telling us was, well, this is what we've been told. This is what we've been told. And so I got up when it came time to dispute our case, and I just said, listen, I don't accept hearsay. Unless this is a written policy, this should not be putting in place, and we should not be getting persecuted for this. And by the end, you know, with that encouragement and just, you know, the courage to stand up, we had an entire room full of students just standing up, applauding us. At the end, we ended up winning that argument. We did not face any fines. We did not face getting kicked out of our apartment. So it really ended up being a major win.
You know, I'm getting kind of a Kevin Bacon vibe from Anne Marie right here. I'm flashing back to his movie with Footloose, where he's,
yes,
as Ren, is standing before the town council and he's holding the Bible because they couldn't hold a dance in their town. And he's like, and David, dance before the Lord, you know, and the whole, like, all the kids are like, yeah, you know, because kids will fight everything. Even if they're not into it, if there's a fight, kids will be in it and they'll support you. So, well, good on you. You came out victorious, and we appreciate you being on the show with us, Anne Marie.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you, WayFM, for just shining a light in this world.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and people ask us to name inanimate objects for them, to give them a personality, because I do this in my own life. I have names for a lot of different things, and it makes it fun, you know? And so Abigail, she's 15, she said, hey, I was wondering if you guys could help me decide on a name for my new hoverboard that I got for Christmas.
Oh, those things are cool.
Yeah, they
what
are.
Is what is a hoverboard?
The two-wheeled thing that you stand on, you know? And
it's like a Segway without...
Yes, I know what you're talking about. That looks like a dangerous thing. Mm-hmm.
It's the adult killer. Like,
for sure.
Kids do great with these things, but adults are like, oh, I can do this. I still got my balance. And they fall over, and they always fall backwards, and it's ugly. I've never ridden one just for that reason, because I know I would accidentally hurt myself thinking I could do it.
That's a good call.
Yeah, she says, okay, it's black. It has a colorful LED lights on it. The sides of it light up on its wheels. It also has an attachment so you can turn it into a mini go-kart. I'd love a name that's cute and easy to remember. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. Thanks, Abigail. All right, so
you usually I start off. I want you to start
you
off.
You want me to start
time.
Off?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at first, because it's a hoverboard, I thought of Back to the Future with Marty McFly, because he flew on a hoverboard around there and it was like super futuristic. So I thought of McFly, but then she's a girl and I thought maybe she'd want a girl name. And since you can turn it into a go-kart, I found the perfect name. Call it the Danica, because Danica Patrick is one of the premier women NASCAR racers. I think she's even done like some Top Fuel. She did Indy. Like, she's amazing.
She was a trailblazer. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was on Dancing with the Stars. And so, I mean, so much working for her. So the Danica. Betty Rock, go. Give us your feeble offering.
You know what? I know this is unprecedented times. I think I'm not even going to offer mine because it is not even near as good as that one. That one is really good.
Real quick, because the way it works is Gavin has to pick between ours if we each stay with our own. Did you remember to do this?
No, I've got it. I've got it, but my reasons are ridiculous compared to that.
I'd like to still hear it. I love
just so you can make fun of it?
No, I just want to hear it.
Just so you can one-up
okay,
it.
No.
I know where you're going.
Unprecedented. What happens if you say yours and I go, oh my gosh, I want to go with yours. Then Gavin
you
still has to
though.
Pick. Okay,
you
go.
Just,
give
you
it
just
to me.
You just
what do you got?
Just gloat. Okay, so I was going to say, since she said it can be turned into a go-kart, I was looking at who invented the go-kart.
Good.
Well, we don't really know.
Okay.
But there is a Scottish artist that did the first painting of a go-kart. He actually called it the go-kart.
Okay.
And his name is Hugh Cameron.
Okay.
So I was going to go with either Hugh or Cameron.
All right.
You know what?
what? Your logic isn't bad. Like, it just it just didn't lead to a saucy name like Danica, right? But your logic was great.
That's what I said before I had to say what I came up with. But now you want to glow and say it's not as saucy.
Okay, so would you like to stick with the Danica? And that's fine. Now she's going to like dig her heels in and be like, no, I'm going with you, though.
I'm going to go with Danica. Yes! No, Gavin's going to go with Danica.
Yeah. You're going with Danica?
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, there you go, Abigail. You're welcome. Enjoy buzzing around the town and don't get hurt on Danica, please.
Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
A lot of people look forward to the Super Bowl halftime show each year, especially if you're not a huge sports fan or your team's not in it. You're like, all right, I still want to feel part of this. And this year's Super Bowl halftime show is shaping up to be kind of a historic moment for them. The five hip-hop superstars have collected 43 Grammys and 22 number one albums between them, which is pretty star-studded. And, you know, in the past, they've had rock, pop, classic rock, funk. And so this is the first time they're doing a real hip-hop-focused show. Do you want to know who's in it? Because I know. Okay. So you've got, you know, it's hard being Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Thank you very much. Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. So, I mean, it's a big lineup for them.
Yeah, and some well-known people, too.
Yeah, it says, we're real thankful the NFL, this is Snoop saying, we're real thankful the NFL is accepting hip-hop on the stage and letting us do what we do. I am real curious about this. This is one thing that, I don't care what genre of music it is, it always perplexes me about the Super Bowl halftime show, and sometimes who they pick. They'll pick these artists with songs that are just not good songs, like thematically or lyrically. And you've got, you know, millions of kids watching and people of different, you know, morality and stuff like that. And so it's like it's always weird to me when they have to censor a bunch of stuff out. Like in some shows are worse than others, you know, and you're like, why did you pick that person? You know?
Yeah, I think the difference, like, because the message through pop music isn't any better, but I think there is different genres that are more blatant about it, or they'll drop some words that you're like, whoa.
Right.
And it seems like they're making it harder on themselves because it's going to have to take that person that has like the little bleep button or whatever it is. You
know? The censor's going to be working overtime.
Right. But if you think about it, like, I mean, when they did pop, you know, they bring in dancers, and there's sometimes where you're like,
I know, like the show
almost had a wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, that's the thing. You try to push the envelope and things like that. And like, to me, I'm like, that's a place you don't need to push the envelope. You just need to do good entertainment and know the room. You know, like realize, like I get artists going, well, this is me. I don't want to compromise my art, and this is who you signed up for. Like, I understand that, but then at some level too, you go, is not, you know, substituting a bad word where it doesn't need to be there, is that the worst thing in the world for you as an artist to be on this stage with a bunch of, you know, people listening that, you know, might be bothered with their kids watching?
And who's,
you know,
to say? Maybe they will, you know, cut a couple of things in their music that won't be as bad?
It'll be interesting, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, because rap has so many references and so many words a lot of times.
Right.
So it'll be real easy, real interesting to see which like Snoop Dogg songs you choose to go with, man.
Yeah.
So it's one that just going into it, you go, all right, I'm gonna enjoy part of this, and I might have to go, all right, kids, we're out, you know.
Yeah.
So we're gonna watch other commercials during the halftime show. So anyway, that's who's the lineup for the Super Bowl this year. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Our own Betty Rock is embarking on a really big challenge this year, and I am very, very proud of her.
Thank you for that.
What is it, Rock?
So me and my roommate are challenging each other to read through the Bible chronologically, okay? I've never done this before. I've read parts of the Bible, but never the whole full thing.
Sure.
But I've started, and it's really leaving me with a lot of questions on verses that I've never asked before.
I understand that, because like a lot of times in church, we focus on maybe 150 verses.
Yeah.
And you kind of redo them in different variations. But then there's like some that you're like, that's in there? You know, I have no idea. So you're going to get a lot of that. And you're doing this for a year?
Yes, a whole year. It's supposed to take me a whole year.
I will be fascinated by your questions. Do you have a question today for us?
I do, and this is based off of Genesis 3:14.
Okay, well, we're going to start a new segment here, okay?
I have several questions.
I have all the questions.
This is called I Got Questions, and this is Betty Rock's questions that she is learning while reading through the Bible.
Maybe learning, I don't know, or getting confused.
Or maybe you can help her with it. Maybe it's something you've heard before and you go, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. This is what I've been told.
Maybe so. So Genesis 3:14, it says it's right after Eve has eaten the fruit and now they're cursed.
Hosed us all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So God curses.
Women, am I right? No.
No.
No, on this point, yeah. You're right.
Thank you, Rob.
You're right.
Gavin just pulled the ejection cord on that one, the ripcord, and Betty's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. So Genesis 3:14, it says that God cursed the snake, saying, quote, you will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust, as long as you live. Okay, so
There's a connotation then by the phrasing
of that. So that's saying, okay, if that is what you're going to be cursed with,
yeah,
what were you blessed with?
Yeah, what were you
so
before
did
that?
You have arms and legs? And then I imagine in my head, can you imagine a snake running towards you?
Yeah.
That would be the freakiest thing ever.
Yeah, like up on its end and just like slithering at you as it ran.
Was that a thing?
And honestly, too,
I have questions.
Don't even overlook the fact that snake talks. Like, that's another
weird
thing.
Okay, that's another question. And she didn't think twice about it.
Yeah, like, oh, okay. Oh, here's a snake. You're walking over here. Hey, girl, what's up? That's how I picture it.
Hey, girl, hi.
Hey, girl, hey.
On an apple?
Yeah. I'm just over here. I got my delicious granny apple.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I'm curious if anyone's ever had... has a church ever done like a sermon on snake?
Or maybe you've watched a video about it. Maybe you took a lesson on it. Maybe you've done some digging yourself.
Because part of I Got Questions is probably going to be very little answers from Betty.
Oh, yeah. Like it said, I have all the questions.
Yeah, yes.
I don't have any answers.
If you have a thought on this, I'd love to hear your take if you've ever done a thing on this. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Is that something you're getting from the same verse, Natalie?
Yes, we actually had a whole lesson on this verse. But yes, the serpent actually did have arms and legs from what we understand. And while we think it's weird for a serpent to have arms and legs, Adam and Eve didn't know anything different because they were created around that same time. So they always saw the serpent as having arms and legs, and then he was cursed to not have arms and legs. The Bible also doesn't say that the serpent spoke to us. You know, the devil took over the serpent. So sometimes when the devil tempts us, it's not like someone's actually speaking to us. He's speaking to us in our minds, so it seems.
Well, that's a great perspective, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Because, again, this is I Got Questions, and Betty Rock's got a lot of them as she reads through the Bible this year.
Have fun doing it front to back. It's a fun journey. I've done it before.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you may have seen pictures of the shutdown on I-95 from all of the snow a few days ago, and just hundreds of people got stuck in that for like 24 hours. I can't even imagine that. I think I probably would have just at some point just left my car and tried to walk somewhere, like to a Denny's or something.
Well, then you would definitely die.
If I had a jacket, I don't know. Like, I don't know how. I don't know what I do. I just know I couldn't stay there for 24 hours. I'd lose my mind.
Okay.
Well, there was this guy who was just trying to get home. He got an Uber from the airport, and they pick him up, and they start driving. They get on I-95, and they get trapped in this Uber car together in this snowstorm for 24 hours.
I wouldn't want to be trapped with a stranger for that long either.
No.
That's another bad element to this.
I mean, the upside is you'd get a whole bunch of new stories as compared to being trapped with someone that you know.
True.
Like, you've shared all your stories, so maybe that could be good. But originally, his fare was going to be $200 to get from the airport to his house. And because they got trapped overnight and everything like that, Uber charged him $600. It's like, that's not as much as I thought it would be, but the meter should pause at that point.
Right, because
it's no one's fault. It's a snowpocalypse.
I see both sides.
Of course you do.
I see
my
both sides.
Enneagram 9.
I know, but I see where it's like maybe the Uber driver, he has to pay his bills, so he's
right.
Taking the call. But the call wouldn't exist had the guy that needed the Uber not given the call.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone needs to keep track of where the traffic is.
Yeah,
you know where the pileups are.
Yeah, this one caught everyone off guard though. I don't know. I don't think that he should have been charged that much. At some point, when you realize you're just stuck, it should stop. Like, I get maybe a little bit over that, but it should just stop. There was another woman that was stuck. This is fascinating. So she's stuck on this thing for 21 hours, and she's stuck right by a bread truck, Schmidt Baking. And so people don't have food. They weren't planning on being in their cars for 24 hours. So she calls the Schmidt Baking customer service line and asks if the driver can hand out bread to people. And that's what they did. So, like, they open
up
the truck and they start handing out loaves of bread.
Yes.
I mean, anything when you're in that situation, survival is a good thing.
Right. And
except rye. I would not accept rye.
Oh,
I don't like rye that much. I'd rather starve.
Or sourdough.
This, again, is why you will be the first one to go. Because you're going to either walk out of the car where all the heat is or, oh, that bread's not good. I need better bread.
I know. I'm like, why hast thou forsaken me, Lord?
Oh, Lord.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and good habits can take some time to build. They say on average it's about 21 days to formulate a habit. And so we have our 21-day challenge, and the reason behind this is if you put good stuff in, good stuff comes out. That's biblical, you know, like whatever you feed into your mind. And so we play so much music here that it has so many good messages in it that it can't help but help you if you commit to listening to this for 21 days just all the time and see how that changes your life. See the difference that it makes in your inside out.
Maybe you've noticed yourself having a bit more road rage than usual. And I'm telling you, it's hard to scream at someone or show signs of frustration through your hands to someone when you're listening to Chris Tomlin or Casting Crowns.
Yeah, it makes me mad at him for that.
Right. But that just goes to show that the music you listen to does feed into how you respond.
It definitely does. Like, it will make you have a little bit more grace in situations if this is the soundtrack that's going through your head while you're driving or when you're at work. And so that's why we do this. And just as another little fun thing, you could actually win a $1,000 gift card towards some of the things that maybe you want to change in this new year, too. You can do whatever you want to with it. But just see how this makes a difference in your life by listening to it for 21 days.
And it's easy to sign up for this. Like Wally said, that $1,000 gift card, I mean, you could definitely, I could use that for sure. If you text the word DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979, we can send you to your phone, your smartphone, the thing to fill out. All we need is your information. That's DAY to 91979.
Around this time of year, you always hear the phrase, new year, new you. But what if you changed it this year to new year, new you haul? Hey, it's Wally, and maybe this is the year for you to buy that house you've been dreaming of and make the move. Interest rates are so low, and in some cases, you can get more house and not significantly increase your monthly payment. My friend Ryan and his faith-based mortgage professionals at United Faith Mortgage can help lay out all your options for you and then help you turn that dream house into a reality. Now, while they can't help you load your U-Haul, they will absolutely
absolutely do the heavy lifting when it comes to your mortgage. Their goal is to make the process as easy and as painless for you as possible. Now, if you don't feel like moving and would rather turn some of your hard-earned equity into cash to make home improvements or pay off some debt, they can help you with that as well. And the thing I love, there's never any pressure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So, if you took the last couple of years and you were to describe like the big things with them, you'd say COVID. That's an obvious one. I'd say TikTok might be number two.
Yeah.
For kind of the biggest highlights of these last couple of years.
I get stuck on TikTok rabbit holes with cute cats. Oh my goodness.
You blame me for that.
I know. But you started it, and then I'm just the other day, Betty Rock yelled at me though because I was watching a commercial, and she's like, "Stop watching the ads because now we're getting more ads because you're watching them."
Yes, you're not supposed to watch them.
I know, but it was really interesting.
See, that's how they get you. You're the problem. Boomers are the problem.
I was watching it for you because it was on making your eyebrows more fluffy. So.
You want to know?
Need help with my eyebrows being fluffy because let's talk about fluffing yours. There's supposed to be two eyebrows, Wally, not one.
That backfired.
Oh my goodness.
All right, yeah. What's going on with TikTok? Okay,
so at least for me personally, I do TikTok a lot right before bed, which I found something that says that is actually like a truly awful thing. And now all these moments when I've watched TikTok in bed before going to sleep have actually been a bad thing. This says that people who watch TikTok before bed, mm-hmm. and it doesn't say exactly how long, but you don't watch just 1 minute of TikTok.
No.
It says that people who watch TikTok before bed usually don't fall asleep after putting the phone down for at least an hour and 7 minutes.
Absolutely. You just, one more. Or you want to end on a really good one, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, that wasn't quite cute enough, and you keep going.
And then there's that whole thing where it's like when you look at technology long enough, your eyes sort of adjust to, oh, I'm looking at TikTok, I'm awake. And then you try to go back to bed, and you're just like, you know what, I probably could watch another.
I need to tell my daughter about this, because my daughter will send me, I go to bed before her, and she watches TikTok before she goes to bed. And then she's like, yeah, I didn't sleep well last night. All the time, she's like, I don't sleep well. We might have just solved it,
exactly.
Man. Like, that's amazing, because she sends me TikTok clips in the middle of the night.
Like, oh, my word.
When I wake up the next morning, I watch. I know, right? And so, maybe this is the solution, is like, hey, set that down. Down more than an hour before you go to bed,
exactly.
and let your brain relax, and maybe you'll go to sleep a little bit better. So there you go. Man, you helped me out, Gavin. Maybe help someone else out today.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little Show Me the Money. This is a game where you have a chance to win a prize. And this is real simple today. We're talking about Cameo, okay? It's a thing where celebrities will give you personalized messages and you pay them for them. I got one from Betty and Becca from Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
Of like, all people.
I know. He's like a cult favorite of mine. But here was a little bit of Big Ed.
What's going on, Wally? Your coworkers, Betty and Becca, they miss you. You guys hang in there. I know it's tough for a lot of people. God bless you guys. Heart punch.
Yeah.
Love yourself, love your neighbor, and let's get through this, okay?
I've never been heart punched like that before, and it was the best day of my life, quite honestly. So how much did that set you back? Do you remember, Rock?
I don't remember. It seems like it was $20 each, so $40.
$40, yeah.
That's not bad.
He's way more expensive than that now. His star has blown up. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you two people, and all you have to do is tell me which of them will cost you more money on Cameo.
To get a personal video from.
Exactly. Some famous, pseudo-famous people. So, okay, here we go. John Daly, professional golfer, or Dee Snider from the band Twisted Sister. You know those guys. Okay. Which of them is going to cost you more money if you want to give them as a cameo to somebody? Gavin, your thoughts.
I think that golfers, and I've never met a professional golfer, but they feel a little snobby.
Okay.
Like they would charge a little bit more. And this guy is not someone who wins a bunch of major tournaments.
No.
And those guys make a ton of money, so he might be, might be okay with making a little extra on Cameo, so I'd go with him.
Okay, John Daly, what do you think, Rock?
I say Twisted Sister guy, because, that was a big hit.
Huge band.
back in the day. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Twisted Sister was huge back in the day.
Does he still... he's the one that wore the blue eyeshadow and the curly hair.
He still has his long hair. Oh, yeah. Still got his long hair.
Still does the eyeshadow?
No. He's let that go. Oh. He's driving a Tesla now. I'm not making that up.
Well, I'm going to go with the Twisted Sister guy.
Okay, Twisted Sister. Well... $750 is what it's going to set you back to get John Daly to give you a personal message. And Dee Snider is going to set you back $250. Wah, wah. But for my birthday coming up, Dee Snider, $250. That's $125 from each of you. Not a bad...
Too much. Honestly, right. $20 last time was too much. Yes.
All right, so here we go. We're going to play with you now. I'll give you a couple scenarios. You tell me which one would cost you more on Cameo. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Nicole, how are you today?
Too blessed to be stressed. How are you?
Well, that's good. I'm great. So we're going to play a little round of Show Me the Money here. And all you have to do is tell me which of these people will cost you more on Cameo. Cameo is where they have celebrities that will do custom messages to people or yourself if you would like them. And so your first one today is Dave Mustaine from the band Megadeth. Or former VP contender Sarah Palin. Which one of those would cost you more for a private message?
Well, I'd pay more for the Megadeth guy.
I gotta be honest, I didn't see that coming from you, but I love it.
Care for the group, but, that's a tough one. Let's go with Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
She's still a little relevant.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and she was, I mean, a vice presidential contender. And so Sarah Palin's message to you would set you back $199. But if you want a little bit of rock in your life from Dave Mustaine, $224.
Too much.
I know. You should have gone with your first instinct.
He was pretty relevant back in the day. My first instinct.
Okay, well, here we go. Here's another one. You're still in the game here. George Wendt or John Ratzenberger. Now, they were both on the show Cheers, and then John Ratzenberger has gone on to do a bunch of voices for Disney Pixar.
Oh.
So who do you think you would pay more for a cameo from, George Wendt or John Ratzenberger?
I'd go with George Wendt.
You'd go with George Wendt, your gut reaction. Betty Rock?
Is he the Pixar guy? Because I would go with the Pixar guy.
No, John Ratzenberger's the Pixar guy.
Oh, I'd go with him just because, I mean, if the other guy only did one thing and this guy moved on to Pixar, I mean, that's a big deal.
Well, your logic is right, Rock. $120
yes!
for Ratzenberger, $63 for George Wendt.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness. All right, one last shot at this here, girl. Here we go. Between Joe Montana or Fran Drescher. Now, Joe Montana is the quarterback or was the quarterback for the Redskins for all those years. Fran Drescher, the actress who played the nanny. Which would cost you more?
I would not want to hear the nanny talk. No. If she paid me, I wouldn't take it. I'd say Joe Montana. He's still pretty relevant, in my opinion.
Well, if nothing else, Nicole, you have been consistent. Consistently wrong.
Oh.
Joe Montana, $699. Fran Drescher, $750.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I am so sorry that didn't work out for you today, but I got to tell you, you are a delight. We love having you on the show with us.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do, do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.